Thank you so much. Thank you for coming to this session. I know you had a tough choice between extended lunch and making this session. So appreciate your choice, and I will do my best to make sure you won't regret about the decision you made. So the session name is Plan for Skype for Business Cloud Connectivity with O365. My name is Nikolai Muravlyannikov. I'm Senior Program Manager's Manager, and my team is responsible for deployment of hugest Cloud PBX worldwide. One of the examples of Cloud PBX we recently deployed was in Cushman and Wakefield, and yesterday Cushman presented the solution and the way how we approached the project. I have actually three goals today. First, make sure you all understand what Cloud PBX is, what options available, how you can connect your PSTN connectivity regardless, if it's SIP trunk, PRI, whatever. The second goal, understand how to design Cloud PBX with different options. And of course, there is a lot of technical content here, and it's not possible to remember everything. Understand where you can get the detailed guidance, how to plan Cloud PBX for your company, or if you are from a partner, for your customers. So let's start from easy stuff, what Cloud PBX is and what options do we have. So Cloud PBX, if you think about PBX from any other provider, right, Cisco, Avaya, you actually have two things to buy, right? One is a gear, the device which actually connect the calls, delegations, right, mute, unmute, transfer, so this the basis of the PBX. And the second is PSTN connectivity. SIP trunk from Verizon, AT&T, or other providers. It can be PRI, BRI, whatever. So we have the same approach. So actually, we provide you Cloud PBX as a part of E5, right, so a gear, as a part of E5, or you can buy Cloud PBX in addition to your E3 license. So that's a gear. Then the way how we can provide PSTN connectivity, there are two options. One is buy a SIP trunk from Microsoft. So we call it Microsoft PSTN calling service. In this case, you have a gear in the cloud, and you just go to O365 admin interface and either add new numbers, or you can port your numbers from existing provider. Therefore, you connected all those together, and you have Cloud PBX with SIP trunk from Microsoft. The second option we have is bring your own SIP trunk. So we do understand that not in all cases buying SIP trunk from Microsoft is a viable option. Some reasons what we see is A, of course, the most obvious reason, Microsoft PSTN calling is not available in your country. Microsoft PSTN calling available now with US, UK, right, SIP trunk, and we just announced France and some other countries. Or the second case where you might think about option to bring your own PSTN trunk, and we see it a lot. Let's say you have a contract with your SIP provider, right? And you cannot just break it at the moment. So then you want just to connect what you have, regardless of physical connection, and connect to your user online. And we can do it in two options. One, you can bring your own SIP trunk in case if your users is online and you never deployed either Skype for Business or Link Service on premises, or you are willing to decommission Skype for Business or Link Server on premises. Then you can deploy a special edition of Skype for Business, which is called Cloud Connector, and we will spend a lot of time talking about Cloud Connector today. Deploy four virtual machines in your perimeter network and connect your existing physical PSTN connectivity via a certified gateway to the Cloud Connector, which then we'll connect your users to your SIP trunk via Cloud Connector, your users online via Cloud Connector to your PSTN breakout. The second option, and what you're getting, right, so if you compare with the disjoint experience, when you have, let's say, a PBX from third-party provider and you have Skype for Business, if you didn't connect them, then user have experience he needs to use his or her plastic phone for calls and for meeting Skype for Business. By connecting it via Cloud Connector, you bring the seamless experience. Only one device, only one client, much better experience for end user. The second option, how you can connect your existing or bring your own SIP trunk to Cloud PBX, is via existing deployment of Link 2013 or Skype for Business. So imagine the situation, you already have it, right? And now you need to gradually migrate your users to the cloud, assign them, bring them seamless experience. Then you move your users online and connect them to your physical PSTN breakout via existing pool. The important thing here to consider, at the moment, we cannot support coexistence. So it's either Cloud Connector or connection via Skype for Business or Link 2013 pool. So if you have Skype for Business or Link 2013 pool, the easiest option would be just move users and connect to existing SIP trunk via pool. Or if you want to go completely to the cloud, and we see these examples, you need to decommission, and you want to use Cloud Connector, you need to decommission pool and then deploy Cloud Connector. In which scenarios you can deploy Cloud Connector or hybrid pool, right? So there are three deployment options we have for Skype for Business. Online, when all users in the cloud, migrated to the cloud. Hybrid, some users still on-prem, some users online, and on-premises. Cloud PBX can be deployed only with first two options, when you're either fully online or hybrid. You cannot enable hybrid Cloud PBX, sorry, for users who are on-premises. So users must be migrated online, and you must have a hybrid relationship between your tenant and your on-premises environment, regardless of what the environment is, Cloud Connector or the pool. Let's talk a little bit about the options, right? So as I said, there is a gear and there is a SIP trunk you can connect, either Microsoft PSTN calling SIP trunk or bring your own SIP trunk. On the slide, you can see four options. One, on the first column, is Skype for Business on-premises only. So it's what you get when you deploy Skype for Business on-premises. The next three columns, the first one is bring your own SIP trunk using your existing pool. The next one is bring your own SIP trunk via Cloud Connector Edition. And the last one is Cloud PBX with PSTN calling. This Microsoft PSTN calling. So actually buy a gear from Microsoft and have a SIP trunk from Microsoft. So if you look, I don't want to go to each and every row here, right? So I'm more than happy to have this discussion if you have these questions. I just want to highlight some of the interesting, notable capabilities. So first of all, basic features, right? Call transfer, halt, retrieve, mute, unmute, delegation, team call. Everything is the same as on-premises, so it's fully supported. Auto-tenant hunt group, so we're actually building new services which will be available in preview in a matter of several days. And if you attended the keynote session which Gurdeep had, right, keynote for Skype for Business, we demo auto-tenant, we demo hunt group. Voicemail. For your end users, if you are familiar with Exchange UM, your end users will get absolutely the same experience. The only difference we have between the options, we built absolutely new service for voicemail in Azure. The reason we built, we want to decouple from Exchange in order to have better control over functionality of voicemail so we can iterate faster and not be reliant on Exchange UM product group. There are some options that are not available in some in all options when we, of Cloud PBX. So I would like to stop on them. So extension dialing, actually, for Cloud PBX is Microsoft PSTN calling. Extension dialing at the moment is not supported. If you bring your own SIP trunk, either Cloud Connector or Skype for Business Pool, you can leverage Gateway Dial Plan. And if you and we documented this, Carnil Bullens actually documented how you detailed step by step how you can configure this. We do have dial plan per each country. Media bypass, right? So I'm getting a lot of questions about media bypass, and on next slides we will be talking about traffic flow and we get a little bit deeper into this topic. Media bypass actually allows you to deploy Cloud Connector. Let's say you deploy Cloud Connector perimeter network, your gateway in your internal network, your user in your internal network. With current design, the media flow will go to the Cloud Connector, to perimeter network, and back to gateway. The ideal situation would be then your media traffic, right, go from end user to media gateway directly. We have this in on-premises. We are working on bringing it to the option with Cloud Connector. In the next slides, you will see why I think it's important. So we have the same set of phones, all phones which are supported for Skype for Business, they are supported for online. You can integrate analog devices, of course, via common area phones. And again, if you have any questions about feature set, happy to have discussion during Q&A. I don't want to go to each and every line. But we do believe that the feature set we have is suitable and does fit the needs of most organizations, what we see on the market. And if we see that's not true for some customers, we iterate now quite quickly, as you might see in the. Let's talk a little bit about traffic flow and high-level architecture of all options. So the first one is Cloud PBX with Microsoft SIP trunk, pretty easy. So you have SIP connectivity, you have media going to our mediation servers to the cloud and back. And we will go a little bit deeper into traffic flow on next slides. With Cloud Connector, actually, the SIP signaling, you might notice that the SIP signaling goes bypassing Cloud Connector completely. The reason, so let's say user placing a call, user's home register is not on premises, user's home register is online. So the SIP signaling will bypass Cloud Connector, or if you connect it via Skype for Business or Link 2015 pool, it will bypass those servers, and SIP signaling will go directly to the cloud. Then the SIP signaling, then the cloud will do reverse number lookup, right, to understand if that number belongs to someone in this organization. If it belongs to someone to this organization, there will be direct connection between two users. If it's not, then our servers in the cloud will see which voice policy assigned to the user. We'll see and we'll identify that voice policy actually point at Cloud Connector or pool, and SIP signaling will go to Cloud Connector or the pool. The media, though, will not go to the cloud. The media will go directly to Cloud Connector or pool, and then to the gateway. Media bypass, as I said, is not available now, but this is something which is on our roadmap for Cloud Connector only. This is good, so, but imagine the situation where you have 100 sites or 200 sites. We have several customers that have 100 or 200 sites. This is our typical design, but when we come to those companies, these companies tell us, you know what? Yeah, we know Cloud Connector is free, it's part of E5, right? But it still requires Windows Server license. It still requires hardware. How we can optimize the cost? So one of the additional options, so if we look at this slide, right, this is a design for regular site or in one company or for a small, medium company which has like one, two sites and all users concentrated in one location. For bigger companies, what we started implementing, and this is actually who was on the session yesterday with Cushman and Wakefield, we started implementing cloud connectors in central locations. So I just want to give you experience from real deployments and how cloud connector actually works in different deployments. So we started seeing the situation, as I said, in some cases it's not practical from financial point of view, right, to deploy cloud connector for each and every 100 sites. Or in some cases, we even see that customers don't have internet connection on local sites. So they have centralized one connection, let's say from Frankfurt going to London and ingressing in London, which is an internet connection is a prerequisite for either cloud connector or pool. So the design which we implement, right, and design you can consider for yourself, for your customers, is deploying hybrid voice via a central site. That means that, and there are two options to connect. So imagine you have option one. Imagine a customer which has sites in 30 countries around in Europe, right? Around the Europe. And they don't want to go to Microsoft PSTN calling for whatever reason. In this case, you can option two, I will switch to option two first and then option 2B on the slides, it's option two, type 2B, right? So what we are doing in this case is we actually going to the providers and asking, okay, folks, can you centralize SIP trunk in one location? And in most cases, the answer is yes. What we are doing then, we are deploying cloud connector in a central location, let's say it's in Europe, right? And oops. Then we deploy cloud connector in central location, let's say in London, have users in their own sites, but they don't have any local breakout, PSTN breakout. So all their numbers ported to central location in London, regardless if it's Hungary, France, Russia, whatever. Then using one, this arrow going between the sites, it represents one connection, MPLS usually. Using one connection, users send the SIP signaling via the central location, which is London, let's say, to the cloud. The media goes, again, utilizing one connection to the cloud connector. In this case, so it can be a pool and back. So it goes to SBC, egress ingress to provider network, and back. So that's one option we started implementing in customers. And we see a huge interest to this option. It allows you to minimize the cost, right? The only drawbacks here and what you need to consider is great one connectivity between central location and your branch users. As part of Skype Operations Framework, we released network assessment, right? It's a set of guidance, it's a tool. So before you implement this, you need to go via network assessment to make sure that the connectivity is great for this type of connection. The second option we started seeing, again, we started deploying a lot, is the same customer, we came to the provider, and provider said, no, you know what? I can centralize France, I can centralize Hungary, but I cannot centralize Germany, let's say. Then we leave users, we leave in its type 2A on the slide, right? Then we leave the local PSTN breakout where it is. Again, we don't implement cloud connector on the or hybrid pool, right, if you choose the second option. We leave it where it is and connect it to SBC in the central site. In this case, your users will be sending, again, SIP signaling will go via the central site, let's say London, 12365, media will go, it's in blue now, or dark blue, it will go to Cloud Connector. Cloud Connector will do the routing. It will go to SBC. SBC will send to a local PSTN connectivity on the local side. Ideally, we should not have this loop, right, for dark blue going to central side and back. Media bypass should work and allow user to connect between the user and PSTN gateway directly, right? This is on roadmap. But again, as I said, this is option which might be suitable for your company or your customers if you are from a partner. Must quality of internal one link, right? So please do network assessment before you consider this option. So just to summarize, we have three types of design, I would say. And the third type design have subcategories. One is pure Microsoft Cloud PBX with Microsoft SIP calling. The second is deploying Cloud Connector or Link 2013 Sky for Business Pool on premises. And the third, centralize Cloud Connector or pool in one data center and have end users connected either via central SIP trunk in central location or have local PSTN breakouts. No one sleeps? Good. So what the decision tree, right? So what decision tree? And again, we run it with customers, so we describe everything. And by the way, everything is documented in Skype Operations Framework. What the decision tree we recommend to go over to decide which option better for you. So first, understand if your PBX has a unique functionality. So let's say if you have a call center, which we cannot provide now, in most cases we say, okay, let's leave those users where they are now until we came up with our own solution for call centers. If there is no unique functionality which our Cloud PBX, regardless of the option how you connect SIP trunk, there is no such unique functionality exists, then we say, okay, our users need to stay with existing PBX. Again, for whatever reason, we cannot provide some features which exist on your current PBX, and it's absolutely must that you have those features. Then we say, okay, stay with your existing PBX, let's integrate it with Skype for Business. Client, end users will still have disjoint experience. They will have a phone and Skype for Business client. But we can at least see the user, contact, and call them directly. If no, then just move users to the cloud, and then we will start, so the next step, move users to the cloud, and start investigate the SIP trunk options. Are users in the Microsoft, in the countries where Microsoft provides PSTN calling? US, UK, France now, right, or not? If they are in the countries, then consider Microsoft PSTN. There are two outcomes possible. Customer can say, no, you know what, it's our contract with existing partner or SIP provider is good enough and we don't want to move. Okay, then let's deploy Cloud Connector, right? Or they can say, you know, your offer makes sense, then we just move to Microsoft PSTN calling. And if a customer considers connecting or deploying Cloud PBX, then the next question would be, do you have pool, right? Existing pool. If they have pool, again, two options possible. We either decommission pool and deploy Cloud Connector because it's easy to maintain, right? Or we can say, okay, we are migrating using your existing pool. So that's the decision tree we run by with our customers. In most cases, we honestly end up in the situation with cloud connectors and decommissioning pools because people see the future is in the cloud. So this was overview or What options do we have for Cloud PBX? What options do we have for connecting PSTN services? And what is the general decision tree? Now let's say you made the decision. You made the decision to go either with Cloud Connector or Pool. Let's go now a little bit deeper in each option and try to plan right away a solution for you. So let's start from option Cloud PBX with the option to bring your own SIP trunk via Cloud Connector Edition. We're going to review architecture traffic flow, review design of hardware, high availability, PSTN planning. We will talk about PSTN connectivity 911 services, network configurations, and certificates. So what is Cloud Connector? The idea of Cloud Connector is pretty simple, as I said. So you have all users migrated to O365. There is no point for you to keep the full scope of business or Link 2013 service on premises. It takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of efforts to maintain, provide security, update the services. So our idea was, okay, let's came up with some minimal set of virtual machines or services that require to bring your own SIP trunk, so connect SIP trunk and move the signaling and media if needed to the cloud. Cloud Connector actually the answer. So it's a set of four virtual machines which has four services. One of them is edge service. One of them is mediation service. Mediation service responsible to connect your media to the gateways. One of them is Active Directory. For each and every Cloud Connector, we starting a new Active Directory forest, just to make sure we are not dependent on each other and we are not dependent on your production Active Directory service. And we have central management store. So four VM, and we place them in a perimeter network. They are fully self-contained, I would say. So we provide updates on it, so you don't even need to manage them. It's own forest, self-updated from Microsoft. It's VA1.4, which we just released. How you can get the Cloud Connector? Two options. One, you can just deploy on your own servers. Put the service in your DMZ or perimeter network. You need Windows Server Data Center Edition. Sorry, I didn't remove standard. We still don't support standard edition, right? So you can put one hardware, one server with Data Center Edition, and it will cover all four virtual machines. The second option, how you can get Cloud Connector, is work with our partners. Actually, both AudioCodes and Sonos, they put those virtual machines on their gear. So you can just buy a black box, right, with Cloud Connector. And I know our partners in Expo Hall, they do demo of these solutions. Depends on your security procedures, depends on how you manage your network. I've seen the situation where customer says, no, we don't support Hyper-V at all, and it will take us a lot of time to approve having Hyper-V in the network. But we are okay if it's a black box from a partner. In this case, we go with appliances. Hardware. So we have two types of hardware. One for 500 simultaneous calls, right? And if you are talking about 500 simultaneous calls, that means usually what we do is 1 to 10, right? 1 to 10 and 1 to 6. So that means if you have 500 simultaneous calls, the number of users could be up to 5,000. So 10 users in simultaneous, 10% of users are in simultaneous calls. So we can support up to 5,000 users. Again, depends on your workload. For this, the requirements are on the slide. The second type of hardware, we call it internally a cost CPC. So the idea was very simple, right? So have a very simple device just to put as a proof of concept on serve very small sites. We can you can run Cloud Connector for 50 simultaneous calls on the hardware which is on the slide. So it's actually cheap hardware. You can put as proof of concept just to validate and test, right? Or you can serve some small sites here. For partner appliances, again, there are two components if you are talking about simultaneous calls, right? One, what Cloud Connector supports, and the second, what SBC, because we still need SBC, right, to connect the C trunk, what SBC supports. For partner appliances, you need to ask partners, because in some cases, even though we support 500 calls, their gear doesn't support it. So one of the gear I know that it supports only 185 simultaneous calls. So that's you need to consider when you design the solution. So let's go a little bit deeper in Cloud Connector architecture and what you should consider when you're planning. I already described it, the architecture high level, right? So it's mediation, edge, domain controller, and storage server. For virtual machines, on one physical host machine placed in the perimeter network, we highly recommend placing in the perimeter network because it's own SIP domain, own Active Directory domain, self-contained, self-updated. No dependency on internal Active Directory. No trust relationship, nothing. So the way, let's talk a little bit about how traffic flows. So if we, let's say user John now in outside network, user John places a call. So SIP traffic will go to the home user register, right? Which is in the cloud and user in the cloud, in internet now. So user John places a call, SIP signaling goes to home register. I will be very quick here because I already described it. Then we will do reverse numbered lookup to see if user John places a call to someone internally. If reverse numbered lookup says no, there is no user with such phone number internally, then it will use voice policy, which points at edge server of Cloud Connector. Edge server, based on the rule, will route the call SIP signaling to mediation server, and mediation server connects to appropriate gateway. We will talk about how mediation server choose gateway. The media will go, though, directly between user John and edge server if ports require 50K ports are opened. It's slightly different from on-prem. In on-prem, we say if your ports are closed, we will use 3478 to hairpin your traffic. In this case, in case of Cloud Connector or hybrid voice, that will not happen. If your 50K ports are closed, the traffic will go to 3478 home edge of the user. And home edge of the user is in the cloud. So if 50K ports are closed on local Cloud Connector, that media traffic will go to online edge and then to on-premises edge. This is quite important to understand. So if let imagine this situation where your end user in Germany, Cloud Connector in Germany, and tenant in the US. User places a call, and Cloud Connector in the next room to that user. User places a call, 50K port range is inaccessible, closed. Then the traffic will go to home edge of the user, which is in the US, and back to the next room of the user. To Cloud Connector. This is quite important to understand. We're still gathering requirements should we change this behavior and make Cloud Connector edge as a home edge for the user. We haven't gotten a lot of feedback which would change our opinion, but for now we're just saying please open 50K port range if you want to optimize the traffic. And then media traffic will be established via mediation server to gateway. What if now we have user Dave who is in internal network and user Dave places an outbound call? So as I said, the SIP traffic will go directly to the home register of the end user, which means it will go to the cloud, bypassing Cloud Connector or hybrid voice completely. The media, and then again, register in the cloud, will do reverse number lookup, will understand that this is not a local user, SIP signaling will go to edge and to gateway. Media though, if required ports opened, right? Media though will go directly to mediation server and from mediation server to PSTN gateway. We can limit number of ports, so by default client uses port range 50,000 to 50,019 and mediation server uses wide range of ports starting from 49 something or 42,000 something to 59,999. You can limit the ports which mediation server uses by running one command line. Again, optimal path would be, of course, to have media flowing directly from Dave to PSTN gateway, right? This is, as I said, something on our roadmap. So let's see if we have now, again, very quick, if we have inbound call to internal user. So PSTN gateway, of course, receives the first call. SIP signaling goes to mediation. Mediation sends to next hop, which is Edge. Edge sends to next hop, which is Sky for Business Online. Then Sky for Business Online again does finds the user and starts ringing SIP traffic again, bypassing Cloud Connector. Starts ringing on all points of presence of that user. And media will be established again via the mediation server and back to the client. Again, this is the case if all required ports opened in internal firewall. If not, media will go to the cloud. So now we understand how it works. Now we understand traffic flow, right? We understand scenario, high-level scenario. So let's switch to some additional planning elements. High availability. So first of all, with Cloud Connector, we introduced a new conception which called PSTN sites. You can combine up to four instances of Cloud Connector per one PSTN site. And then you assign a user to a particular PSTN site. So let's say we have a user, John, who is assigned to the site, we're now looking at one site, right? So you can have up to four Cloud Connector per one site. On this slide, you see only one site, right, with two Cloud Connector deployed. What we are doing? So, and both users, John and Carnil, they are both assigned to the same site. In terms of high availability, what we are doing? So first, we register for Edge server all IP addresses of all Edge components per site. So let's say up to four, right? Then user John places a call. Sky for Business Online will resolve the name of Cloud Connector site which user assigned to. It will see that there are several Cloud Connectors, and in random order, the user call will be placed to Cloud Connector. It can be one, it can be two, it's random order, actually. Once user signed it and placed the first call, let's say that for the first call we choose Cloud Connector 1, all calls will go until user sign out via Cloud Connector 1. And the media will flow the same way. User Carnil, let's say he goes to Cloud Connector number 2. When you plan high availability, as I said, there are four Cloud Connectors we can support. We are working on increasing this limit because if you think about that one Cloud Connector supports 500 simultaneous calls, if you combine four Cloud Connectors, right, in high availability, in high available configuration, then we are getting 2,000 calls, right? But we need to make sure that we have at least one spare Cloud Connector for high availability. Then N plus 1 gives you 1,500 calls, N plus 2, meaning that you have two box for sparing box, right? In case if two of them will go down, then the maximum number of calls gives you 1,000 simultaneous calls. So that's, you need to discuss with your, when you plan the design, do you want to achieve 99.8? By the way, there is a mistake, an error on the slide. The N plus 1 gives you 99.8, N plus 2 gives you 99.9 SLA. So you just go understand what the capacity and which model you want to use, N plus one or N plus two. The next step, so once you plan high availability for Cloud Connector, you understand how many sites, how many Cloud Connectors you want per this particular location, how you want to provide high availability. By the way, we are working on increasing the limit from four to bigger number because we have customers who require more than 1,000 simultaneous calls with N plus two configuration. Our technical limit, right, in the cloud is 20, but we are working on little bit less than 20. So once you plan high availability, right, it is per site. What if you have structure or distributed geostructure? So you can combine Cloud Connector and you want to provide gateway affinity, right? So you want to make sure that user, in this case, John, always goes via PSTN site one, user Carnil always goes via PSTN site two, which and sites can have high available configuration, right? So what you can implement, what you can do if you want to provide this gateway affinity? You can actually combine sites, right? Or you can combine Cloud Connectors per site. So you can say this Cloud Connector equals site one. This Cloud Connector equals site two. It's just a pointer in Active Directory, Azure Active Directory. You run the command let, you say this is site one, then you go to the user and assign to the user again this user assigned to site one. The way how we identify sites by edge name. So we are saying this is site one, edge1@microsoft.com. This is site two, edge2@microsoft.com. Then user who is assigned to site one places a call, then we will do, again, understand in his or her voice policy. We will understand which site this user assigned to. And we will use edge name to connect the his or her SIP and media. So you configure, this is the next step to plan. Maximum you can have, and of course, the Cloud Connector who are assigned to one site, right, they will be assigned to the gateways per site, so you provide gateway affinity. You can have maximum 200 sites per your organization. There could be one more interesting question here, and what if I deploy central location, right? How I provide gateway affinity if I deploy central location, right? So I want to deploy just one site, but I still want to route the calls to the user based on their physical location. In this case, what we are doing, we are deploying, if you don't want to use PSTN sites to provide gateway affinity, right? So in this case, if you have a central site, you just configure routing on SBC based on either dial-up number pattern, then you can provide least cost routing, right? Or you can just say look up in Active Directory, but Active Directory is not quite efficient because devices, SBC, they have limited performance. Hope it still makes sense. Does it make sense? Okay. So once you planned high availability, PSTN design, right, size design, and as I said, it can be central location, it can be site per location. The next step to think about is disaster recovery. And if you think about a regular deployment, Sky for Business on-premises deployment, we have such conception as backup sites, right? So you can set one primary, one disaster recovery sites. We don't have this conception in Cloud Connector. To plan your disaster recovery, we have two options. We have two options, actually, right? So one is just to have a warm or cold site, right? Disaster recovery with no users. Disaster recovery site, let's say you implement it in London, and then you have a disaster recovery cold site somewhere in Germany. So if disaster happens, right, then what you need to do is A, move your PSTN usages, because your PSTN will still rely on PSTN connectivity, right? Move your PSTN connectivity to the second site, and most providers, they do support it. And the second, reassign your users by running setcs user PSTN settings to the this called site. So that's one option. Then you need to plan number of cloud connectors in first site and the second site, absolutely identical. The second option, you might say, okay, I want to have two sites which actually handle users. And in case of disaster recovery, I would like them to switch to the next site. In this case, you just need to plan, here's the users in London, right? They have, let's say, 20 simultaneous calls, and users in Germany, they have 500 simultaneous calls. And they see both sites are used under normal conditions. In case of disaster in Germany, then you need to plan the site in London with appropriate number of cloud connectors, which will be able to handle calls from failed site. In our case, 500. So that's the second option. But the number of calls are the same, or the logic of switching is the same. So move PSTN connectivity and reassign users. We've done, it's manual switch. We've done testing. We were able, at one customer, we will able, yes, it's only manual switch. And one customer, we will able, we were able to achieve 15 minutes. So if everything documented right and trained, 15 minutes it was the result. Call in the middle, of course, will be interrupted in this case, right? Call in the middle will be interrupted in this case. But we are talking about a disaster, right? So it's a fire or, I don't know, a flood. So we reviewed high availability, we reviewed conception of PSTN sites versus central site, right? We reviewed disaster recovery consideration for cloud connector. Let's talk a little bit about PSTN connectivity. We do support end-to-end, M2N. So that means you can connect several cloud connectors to several gateways. The gateways, we don't have native least cost routing. So let's say if you one gateway for your cloud connector site, let's say this site with two cloud connectors and high available configuration deployed in London, and gateways deployed, let's say one in London, one in Germany, one in France, right? By default, cloud connector, what it will do, it will pick a random gateway. You can prioritize gateways, right? But it will pick the random gateway and will push the call via this gateway. If gateway goes down, it will be marked down by all mediation servers because we send SIP options between gateway and mediation, all gateways and all mediation will be marked down and will never be used as a gateway to place a call. And we don't support least cost routing. So let's say the call goes from a German user to France user, and if we have gateways in each in different three countries, it can hit German gateway, it can hit France gateway, it can hit London gateway. However, you can configure least cost routing on SBC based on dialect pattern. So we do recommend, again, minimum to gateways. So if your one gateway goes down, the second gateway can handle your users. Oh, sorry. So some other, so we reviewed high availability, and again, I know it's a lot in this deck. Everything is documented, so first you can download this deck. The second, in Skype Operationals framework, what I'm saying you, I'm actually everything documented, and in Skype Operationals framework there is a guide for your customers. Let's plan, let's say high availability, here is consideration for high availability, and here is the template, project template, which you can use to document the decision. I know it's a lot now, what I'm describing, but as I said, everything documented, and you can use Skype Operationals framework documentation to walk or to utilize in your project. Somehow, so we understood cloud connector design. We reviewed how you should plan high availability. We reviewed disaster recovery scenario planning. We reviewed PSTN sites versus central site. We understand gateway affinity factor and how we connect gateways. We're almost done. What else we need to plan? Some additional things we still need to consider. First, emergency calling services. That means if you're in the US or UK, right, when you place a call, your PBX must send an information about location of a caller to, in the US we call it public safety answer point. So 911 services can, if you have a heart attack, right, they can go and pick you from the location where you are. We don't support setting E1911 on cloud connector because we don't own the number. We cannot send it to public safety point. If you deploy cloud PBX with Microsoft PSTN calling, we do support setting your location, right? And we then responsible to sending to public safety answer point. If you are deploying cloud connector, we don't own this number. So you need to work with your providers, right, who own those numbers, so they can send this location when you place the call. Dial plan. That's interesting thing, very interesting thing, and a lot of confusion around dial plan. So dial plan actually is when you place a call, right? In US we use 011, right, to reach out international. In Germany we can use 90, in Russian is 9, or in Russia it's 8, right? So first, and this is actually accommodate user habits, right? So it's, there are two, accommodate user habits. So first, for hybrid voice, we have dial plan created for each and every country. So if you have a tenant and run getcs dial plan, you will see dial plan for each and every country, which contains dialing patterns for those countries. We just collected all this information and created dial plan. If you need to change it or you see some discrepancies, just please let us know and we will change it on the fly. So that's the only option which cloud connector supports, right? So when you have a user, you set the user location, let's say China, and then Chinese dial plan will be assigned automatically to that user. However, there is one more thing to consider about dial plan. We do support custom dial plan, just to bring more confusion. We do support custom dial plan for option when you bring your SIP trunk with local pool, right? Skype for Business or Link 2013 or Skype for Business pool. We do support it. We don't support custom dial plan on cloud connector. By default, please double check when you enable cloud connector, set CS tenant hybrid configuration, use on-prem dial plan false. If you don't set this parameter, your mobile devices might not get the dial plan online. This is applicable only for cloud connector. Does it make sense? Still makes sense, okay. So please check when you deploy cloud connector. If you deploy hybrid voice, right, via pool, then you can either create dial plan on your pool and then say use on-prem dial plan true, right? If you deploy cloud connector, please turn off option for on-prem dial plan. International calling, so actually we can disable international calling by running a simple commandlet in the cloud. So CS voice policy, international call disallowed, and which user should not be able to place international call. So once you planned design, hardware, PSTN connectivity, 911 services, dial plans, don't forget about network. So as I said, there are two types of ports required. First, ports for IMP conferencing, desktop sharing. So if you think about users who are cloud connector users, right, their home register is in O365. So we need to open all ports which are required for IMP conferencing between that user and the cloud, not the cloud connector. And the second set of ports is cloud connector specific ports for media traffic between user, mediation server. So this is just a traffic flow for Cloud PBX with Microsoft PSTN calling, right? This is, again, it's just PSTN. Signaling media goes to the cloud, and from the cloud it goes to PSTN. If you think about cloud connector, right? So all traffic, right? IMNP traffic, conferencing traffic, data sharing traffic, everything you see orange arrow here, right? All traffic will go bypass cloud connector or hybrid pool, which we will talk about in a couple minutes. All traffic will bypass cloud connector, so you need to plan ports to allow the connectivity for those modalities between your online and online register and your users. The only traffic which, and you need additional ports which will allow you to flow peer-to-peer audio, PSTN calls to external numbers. The set of ports, it's documented on TechNet, right? So there are minimal external firewall ports, which we recommend, and for functioning cloud connector, I'm not talking about common on general ports, which are required for MNP, conferencing, etc. And there is a recommended external ports. As I described, if 50K ports are not opened on edge, then your traffic will go to home edge of the user, which is in the cloud. So instead of media going this way, right, if 50K port range closed here, media will go to home edge of the user, to 3478, and then will go to this edge. So 50K closed, traffic might flow in not optimal way. So this is very important to consider. So instead of this one, it will go this way. DNS resolution. So ports. Next one is DNS resolution. It's very simple. So there are two options to play for DNS resolution. So the requirement is for edge. Edge should be able to reach out external services. And there are two ways you can do it. First, you can create DNS records on local host file, right? And so, you know, let's rephrase it a little bit. So you can either put on edge server, you can say, here is the external DNS server in network interface, right? Which you will use to resolve external names. But in this case, you need also to create internal names of mediation storage active directory in your local hosts file, because Edge doesn't know. The second option is have a DNS server on domain controller, which we deploy as a part of Cloud Connector, configure DNS forwarders, and point Edge to that DNS server. I highly recommend usually option two, because in this case you don't need to work with host file, with anything, so it just works. And the last, certificates. So when you plan your Cloud Connector environment, there are two options. First time we started supporting wildcard certificates, right? We never supported wildcard certificates. And if you think why we need this, we do support up to 200 PSTN sites, right? And 200 PSTN sites, and we distinguish PSTN sites by edge name, H1, H2, H3, H5. If we don't support wildcard certificates, then we should go with option one, which means for each and every site, 200 sites, you need to create your own certificate and provide exact name, right? SIP domain one, let's say the edge cert name is SIP domain one, right? SIP domain one, SIP domain two, et cetera, et cetera. And if you want to use one certificate for all sites, the sun, right, field will become a lot of entries. That's why we introduced wildcard, so you can put wildcard and then you don't worry about the name of edge in sun, right? You just have one certificate which you can apply across all your organization. The only drawback why we keep two options, right? Because we thought, okay, let's keep just wildcard certificates and get rid of requirement to put SIP or exact names and so on. The only consideration why we keep both of them, in some customers, security doesn't allow to put wildcard certificates in perimeter network. That's why you might consider the option one. So, just to sum up, we reviewed the options of Cloud PBX, reviewed two types of connectivity. We went through the process of detailed planning of Cloud Connector. So the next option, and it will be faster. The next option, when you can bring your PSTN connectivity with existing Link 2013 or Sky for Business pool. Overview pre-request, traffic flow, and PSTN connectivity. As most of the traffic flow and logic has been already covered in Cloud Connector, this will be quite easy. So, overview. For those customers who have Sky for Business or Link 2013 pool and don't want to decommission it or want to have gradual migration, right? We can just move users, if you have those pools, just move users to the cloud and configure PSTN connectivity via those pools. And it's actually very good for scenarios where you plan gradual migration, right? From some users go now, some users go in 6 months, whatever. Pre-request, front-end, edge, mediation should be Link 2015 or Sky for Business 2015 version only. Enterprise voice should be configured. We highly recommend using Azure Active Directory Connect tool. We do support other tools, so even if you create a user directly in the cloud, right? But we highly recommend Azure Active Directory Connect tool be configured, and we see from our telemetry it's more than 80% already done this. And hybrid with O365 should be configured. Traffic flow in this case, again, very similar concept, right? There are some differences. Traffic will bypass the pool, right? And as you might see, now we have components, some components in perimeter network, some components in internal network. Traffic will actually bypass for IMNP presence, conferencing, data sharing. It will bypass pool and will go directly to home register, which is in the cloud. Peer-to-peer call will go directly between user. The traffic which will go via your pool is only PSTN calling traffic. That's the same conception. The same applies that we need to open, right? We need to open ports for all other traffics as standard ports for O365 connectivity and additional ports to allow PSTN calling traffic go. The same conception applies on external ports. So if 50K port range is closed, right, then traffic will go via end user home edge, which is in the cloud, and therefore the traffic flow might be not optimal. So I highly recommend you to open 50K port range or keep providing us feedback. No, you should make a cloud connector or hybrid pool edge as a home edge of the user. PSTN connectivity. So PSTN services should be just be configured in on-premises environment. Nothing special comparing to what you would configure in your on-premises pool. It's all documented. The only one thing which is different between Cloud Connector and Link 2013 or Sky for Business pool. So actually two things which are different. One, you can use your own dial plan and assign it per user and then set CS tenant hybrid configuration using prem dial plan true in this case. And configuration steps. So we actually, when you deploy Cloud Connector, you just assign user Cloud PBX license, right, and voice policy. This here you need to go and enable, so A, assign the voice policy in the cloud, and B, you need to create PSTN usage records in on-premises and assign them via PowerShell. So that's the only difference. In N11 services, the same applies. Number still owned by your provider, right? So we don't send this location information on our own. You should work with your provider. So that's actually it. There is not much because we covered everything in Cloud Connector. So let's sum up. So we reviewed the options of Cloud PBX. We reviewed the typical size scenarios, right? PSTN calling, Cloud Connector pool per site, centralized. We reviewed planning high availability for Cloud Connector, mostly high availability, disaster recovery, PSTN call flow, gateway affinity. We talked a little bit about 911 services. We talk about dial plan. Did you memorize everything? Yes? Okay, then just skip this slide. It's a lot, right? And especially when you have the design session, right? You need to identify all these steps of how to plan, what you need to consider, what are pros and cons of each and every option. So actually we have the solution, so we documented everything in Skype Operations Framework. If you go to Skype Operations Framework actually is a guidance how you would deploy Skype for Business Cloud PBX with different options. We have design documents, adaptation documents. We have user acceptance testing documents. So it's full project documentation. So what before Microsoft used to use for own internal usage, we recreated and published externally and said, hey folks, please use. This session, actually, you can find almost everything what I said in three workshops, in two workshops and one document in Skype Operations Framework, Cloud PBX offer, deploy Cloud PBX get deployed offer. It's high-level architecture session for envisioning phase. So imagine you came to the customer, right, to a customer, and you need first to understand what customer wants, PSTN calling Cloud Connector, right, without going into nitty-gritty details. So you just present high-level workshop. This is what we can do. This is how we can connect. This is pros and cons. And then when customer or your company says, okay, we want to deploy Cloud Connector, then we have deep dive architecture workshop, which covers each and every detail what I said, and even in more details, right? And plus we have technical specification templates. So once you make those decisions, you just document, and as a result, you have ready document to go and deploy. With it, thank you so much. This is a slide that Jimmy Stark asked me to put here, if you know Jimmy Stark, so it's meeting accomplished. So if you want to be in a Skype room system, a new system, Rigel, so please use tech meeting accomplished. So snap a photo of the device in action and put on Twitter, and Jimmy Stark will be picking one of you to give you a Rigel. Fast track, so we're also providing help via fast track. And just want to highlight that we recently restarted our tech community. Instead of Yammer, we switched to a new tech community, highly encouraged to participate in. Our engineering teams actually participate in this community and answer questions. So thank you so much. Just want to sum up. We still have 5 minutes for Q&A or 6 minutes for Q&A. Thank you so much. Hope I accomplished 3 goals, which is get you understanding of Cloud PBX options, get you understanding how to plan high level, and the most important, where to get those planning materials to help you plan your Cloud PBX. Please don't forget to evaluate the session, so it will help us iterate on the content. Any questions? And if you have questions, please use mic, because we are recording the session.
I have 2 questions.
Sure.
One is for the Cloud Connector Edge. How many public IPs are required for it?
For Cloud Connector Edge, you need only one public IP.
Okay. And my second question is, you had a slide that said that you require Data Center Edition for
yes.
Cloud Connector Edge.
Yes. It's not for Edge, for all. So Cloud, when you deploy Cloud Connector, it's for all four VMs, one Data Center Edition.
So my question is why the requirement for data center when, to my understanding, standard and data center have no differences other than licensing from a
yep.
VM perspective?
So the problem we have now, and we are working on it, the problem we have now is if you deploy two, we need two standard editions, right? Because we have 4 VMs. The problem we run into, we need in Cloud Connector is fully automated deployment, right? We are working now on getting understanding how we can automate activation of two different Windows Server licenses. That's the only problem we run into. So it's automated path. Yeah, and there is one more factor to consider when we update Cloud Connector, right? When you get the update from the cloud, we spin up one more VM. So we are working on this. We are working on this. It's a little bit complicated, but we are working on it. It's feedback. We hear it.
So I know for the Microsoft PBX, you have to be E5 license. If I am bringing my own Skype pool and PSTN trunks, can I do that with an E3 Skype for Business Online?
So you can either buy E5, so you need Cloud PBX add-on, right? Cloud PBX add-on, just to use this. Cloud PBX add-on, you can buy either as part of E5, or you can buy a Cloud PBX add-on as additional license for E3.
So if I have any enterprise voice users, they have to stay on-prem unless I buy an add-on.
If you move them online, then you want to connect to Cloud PBX, yes, you need add-on Cloud PBX, which is additional to E3 or E5.
Hi. Excuse me?
Yep.
We have some country where Cloud PBX is not available right now. So what options do we have for those country?
Sorry, can you repeat?
We know that Cloud PBX is not available worldwide.
Yes.
It's only available in certain countries. So what chance does those that doesn't have or that cannot use Cloud PBX, what chance do they stand?
So first, Cloud PBX, right? There are two components of Cloud PBX. Cloud PBX itself and then Microsoft SIP trunk. So Cloud PBX available worldwide, except some countries like North Korea and usual suspects. So Cloud PBX is available worldwide. The SIP trunk from Microsoft.
Sorry, I'm talking about PSTN calling.
Yeah, PSTN calling available now, US, UK, France, and some other countries we are just starting. We are working on extension of those countries, and we are publishing it regularly. So if you are considering Cloud PBX and you are in the country where we don't provide PSTN services, my guidance to you would be talk to your local account, seem to understand if PSTN calling will be available in your country soon. If yes, you can just wait. If not, then deploy either Cloud Connector or provide connectivity via hybrid pool.
Okay, but the user can still remain in cloud while they are using
the user cloud still cloud. Remains in cloud while connected to local PSTN. All right.
Thanks so much.
I have two questions. One is related to the certificates. So we support now wildcard certificates.
Sorry, I cannot hear.
Two questions. One is related to the wildcard certificates for the signaling SIP services. So is it going to be limited only for the Cloud Connect Edition? Or
it's only for Cloud Connector Edition, right?
All right. And is there any plan to support common area phones?
We are working on this. For common area phones, we are working,
Is there any time frame for that?
No, I don't have nothing to disclose now. So, but we are working on this. So we hear that common area phones is a big.
Hi.
And one more. Oh, two more. Okay. Go ahead. Three more. Okay, three more.
Are there any restrictions around virtualizing those servers? Because we know it's very difficult to virtualize Skype for Business today.
Cloud Connector virtualized.
I know you can virtualize it, but you guys have a massive white paper for virtualizing anything Skype where you can't have multi-threading turned on, memory
sharing. But that applies to Skype for Business on premises,
okay, so
right?
So your integrators and everybody are going to support virtualizing this.
No. Okay. That applies to... So virtualizing paper, right, applies to on-premises.
Yes.
For Cloud Connector, we built the solution initially virtualized, and we did extensive testing, and that's why we are saying that one Cloud Connector can support up to 500 calls. If it's not virtualized, it can support much more.
Okay.
So we've done the testing with minimal hardware, right? We initially, eventually, intentionally built it as virtualized.
Okay.
Just to reduce maintenance cost and cost of licensing and all this stuff. So we do support Cloud Connector, it's only virtualized.
Okay, And then my next question is, I've already talked to Sonus. We run SBCs with them. None of them support Cloud Connector Edition.
So any SBC which supports regular Skype for Business or Link 2013, supported by Cloud Connector.
Okay. We'll need, I got your contact info. We'll
talk. Yeah, you got my contact. Yeah, we talked yesterday. Thank you so much. Let's go from...
Hi. My question is around emergency services.
Right.
So on-prem, I have a list database, I have my subnets, and I have all my addresses. Now, if I move a user to the cloud, so I'm doing hybrid, are you saying I still can't use that location database that will pick up their subnet and their address and pump that out to my carrier?
No. So
why?
In online, or in on-premises, you can use, so there are two types of 911 services, right? Enhanced 911, which we have in on-prem, right? Where you can set, okay, if I am in this network segment or I have this SSID on Wi-Fi, then please report my location as room 3 or room 300, right? This is called enhanced 911, right? And there is a basic 911 services or regular 911 services where you say, okay, regardless where I am, always report my pre-configured, predefined location. So we do support only static 911. So whatever you assign to user, regardless where user is, right? So we don't have this list database now.
So you're saying that any, so there's a real big limitation in the US, because E911 is a state law requirement.
No, so if you are talking about it's not a strict requirement having E911. The requirement is having 911, right? Now, E911 is what we implemented in online or in premises. If you read, let's say, Chicago 911 requirements, right? Chicago is known for strict 911 requirements. They are say for each, I don't remember, 6,000 or whatever number quarter feet, you have then to split your users by floors.
Correct.
Right. What we are doing, if you Microsoft PSTN calling, we do support floors. So we comply with all regulations.
But I'm in, so I'm going to be in hybrid mode.
In hybrid mode, then you need to set this floor, right, on your your provider.
That's already done in the list database that then goes off to a specific provider that then does the screen pop.
Yep.
So if I move, say I take a user from Chicago and I move them to hybrid, and I put them online, will I still be able to use that list database and get that information out?
Are you talking about Microsoft PSTN calling or bring your own SIP trunk? Bring your own SIP trunk. Then you cannot leverage use list. You need to go and work with your provider, Verizon, AT&T, whoever, right? So they must report the number. We don't support for hybrid list database.
Right. So that's a limitation. So I can't move that user. What I'm trying to get at is I won't be able to move that user from on-prem to hybrid.
If you think that your provider cannot provide this information to be compliant with
To be compliant, even Verizon don't, and none of those do. For E911, they have a database that just gives out the address.
But in it's compliant with the regulations.
In the list database, I have to configure against a subnet, because the user might be roaming, they might move, that the right address goes out. That is part of E911.
Right.
Right. And as I said, and if you can't do that, in hybrid, then I have to leave that user on-prem. I can't put him online.
Or you can, again, all your Verizon, AT&T, right? They comply. So E911 is addition. So they comply with regulations.
They comply.
In another case,
they only comply with very basic static.
But
they
in another case, if they don't comply, right, the government would not allow them to sell services. So they comply with regulations.
No, they don't. They only comply with the static piece.
Right.
What Verizon and the carriers do is based on the number dialed. So if I'm roaming, I've gone from Chicago to New York.
Mm-hmm.
When I dial out, I'm going to go out of a Chicago number, not a New York one.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
The address that goes out would then be static, and it would be a Chicago address.
But that's how they build
and
the services.
And that's what Verizon would send out as a Chicago address, which would be wrong. So you have to have E911 that says against that subnet, you're now in New York. I'm going to send out a New York address, which goes out as an XML addition to the SIP header, and that. Verizon don't pick up on that. You have to have a separate service provider for that.
That's the design. That's the current design, unfortunately.
So I can't move that user to hybrid.
If you need those in 911, yeah, then yes, you need to stay on my premises. And the last question, right?
Yes. For multi-regional companies in different with offices in different parts of the world, when I want to move some users to the cloud, let's say in the US,
mm-hmm.
and leave other users like in Russia and Belarus where they are,
yep.
with the internal assigned numbers, can I keep those extensions?
Dial extension, no. No, at this moment, dial extension you can only configure on gateway. If you use hybrid, actually, you can. You can, but on gateways.
Okay, I will give you the people who, let's say, in the US, how will they reach the other users?
Via gateway rules. Via gateway rules. So they dial, let's say, 555, right?
Mm-hmm.
The gateway will resolve it plus 7555, whatever, right? And then it will route using internal connection to your gateway in Moscow.
And that gateway is where? Those gateway rules?
The first gateway will be the user gateway, which is might be, let's say, in the US. Mm-hmm. The second gateway in Moscow, but we assume you have one connection between Moscow and New York. And I can give you a link on the article where we documented it.
And another question about the SBA in classic Sky for Business.
No SBA.
That's the question, what do we do with them? Because we have
multiple. You don't need SBA, you just deploy Cloud Connector.
So just throw them away.
Throw them away. Reuse for some other project.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And sorry, I really have to go. I'm really.